Oh boy. Oh my. You can celebrate it, folks. The Sharks win? Oh my lordy, and you can enjoy it too. We'll explain why right now here on Teal Town After Dark. Yahoo! Good evening, everyone. It is March 30th, 2024. The San Jose Sharks are victorious. As Ramon Garcia says in the YouTube chat, no, third 10-game losing streak. That's right. Celebrate, folks. Sharks win 4-0 over the St. Louis Blues. It clinched the playoff spots for a lot of teams, actually, I believe. We'll break that on down a little bit here on Teal Town After Dark. This is your live interactive Sharks post game. So if you want to be part of the show, chat with us and fellow hockey fans all over the world and in Sharks territory on the YouTube page or the app. Of course, follow us on the social, on all the social medias. But of course, hit that subscribe button on YouTube. You can find everything at tealtownusa.com. And of course, if you want to support the pod, hit us up on the Venmo at Tealtown USA, or a super chat donation as well. We'll go to help support the show and keep the lights on and hopefully get me a new MacBook to run this show. I am pleased to be joined by Dana Meyerson. What is up, my friend?
I have never been so conflicted about a shark shutout. or a shark's On the positive end, to be clear.
Right.
How many shutouts have we had this season?
That is a very... I want to say it's two.
My Blues fan family members are not happy. They're so mad at me. Because I've been a good luck charm this season. Not like last season. I've actually been on for quite a few wins.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the last time the Sharks won, you're in town and they won. Now you're here and they won. I mean, if this keeps up, Dana, I don't know how many more shows you're doing, but
two.
We might, in April. We might get.
This is the last March game, so why would it be any month but April? I'm definitely not covering Sharks games in May or June, that's for sure.
Oh, damn. Damn, we went there.
You mean damn? We've known that since
last
December?
last April, you know? Oh, geez. And some guy named Howie Meyerson. I'm usually a team tank kind of guy, but I was rooting for the Blues to hang in the playoff chase. That's over now.
He's a Blues fan first and foremost.
Your dad
Sharks secondarily.
Really? Mm-hmm.
He's a Missouri boy.
Okay. As my brother and I say at this point, it's baseball season. Yes, and you have a terrific shortstop on the bench named Brandon Crawford, who we miss. Yes. John Swenson, are we still rooting for New Jersey and rooting for Pittsburgh to tank, or have they tanked too hard? PJ, maybe Pittsburgh tanked too hard, but... barring a miracle for the Devils, that'll be a very nice high second round pick for sure. So let's lock and load. And as Al McInnes used to say, grip it and rip it on this one. The Sharks.
Oh.
You never heard the grip it and rip it?
I would have thought it meant something else, but.
Oh gosh. He was interviewed. Oh. Dana. I wasn't even trying to be suggestive there, and you...
I'm sorry, a lot of these hockey phrases people say, and I'm just like, do you hear yourself?
Oh, jeez. Yes, he was talking about his slap shot at the All-Star game years and years ago. All right, where were we? So the Sharks come into this game, lost 18 of their last 19 games. They hadn't won one in the last nine since... Me and Dana, were, along with Jules and Felix, were at the Sharks game doing that show. That was fun.
And AJ off camera and sometimes on briefly.
Yes. Yes, he loves to make a cameo every now and then. They lost to Minnesota on Thursday. The Blues entered the day 5 points out of the last wild card spot. They were now chasing LA for the final playoff spot. They are coming in hot though, 7-2-1 in their last 10. So, you know. Okay, Felix. All right, this is how we're gonna go today. I mean, it's not like letting one through the five hole was ever suggestive or anything. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Oh, Felix, you are all goofs tonight. Yes, as Felix is saying in the chat. Anyway, all right. So this game just started to be like a track meet for St. Louis. It just seems like they're getting like numerous breaks and numerous breaks. And
yeah, after 10 minutes, the shots were 8-1.
Yeah, and then even after that, it was like 11-1.
It was 13-2 at one point.
Yeah, and it was just like.
But like, this is every game, so.
Yes.
I don't know why I even bothered to write it down. Oh yeah, also, I don't know, I guess we can get to this later, but spoiler alert, Puckeye got me some enhanced Post-its that this is my first time actually using them.
So. Yes, awesome.
They're great, so they're great. I guess I'll talk more about it when we get to the Post-its.
Yes, so. but a preview of everything, you know? Of all that, but yeah, Mackenzie Blackwood. I mean, we'll kind of get to it. A 37 save shutout. I mean,
we are so lucky.
Yeah,
we do not deserve Mackenzie Blackwood in any yes. way, shape, or form. You know, at least we haven't had complaints about goaltending this season. Any major ones?
Yeah. It's fantastic to see. I mean, yes, his numbers aren't exactly going to be, you know, fancy and show-stopping, but he's played phenomenal, and in this case, it gets taken up a notch, and really, I mean, it could have been ugly after 20 minutes, Dana.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Blues have a lot to play for, as you mentioned. And this game had so many implications for the whole league. a lot of teams are really pleased with the Sharks tonight.
Yes.
At least one isn't.
But yeah. Yes, indeed.
So if you're a fan from a different team, I don't know why you're watching Sharks Blues game coverage, but you're welcome, I guess.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I believe Vancouver and Colorado clinched playoff spots with the Sharks.
Well, they weren't really.
I mean,
in too much quiet. But hey,
right.
Their Twitter, they get to put a little X. Good for them.
Remember what that was like years ago? I mean.
What was
to put a little X next to San Jose and be like, oh, we clinched a playoff spot. That's
oh,
great.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh, you mean when we were carving it into the hieroglyphs, yes. in the ancient temple.
Yes.
What was what's the hieroglyph for shark? Someone look it up. Whatever it was. That was the last time I remember.
It seems way back when. Now they've spackled over it because it's
maybe
it's
the archaeologists will find it.
Yes. Or he placed it with an E in that sense, you know. So no score after 20 minutes. Then the Sharks decided to just go off in the second period. I should mention super chat from Cherry F celebrating a rare Sharks win. Thanks to Yaletown USA. Appreciate you, Jerry. Hope you're having a good time in San Diego this evening. But then the Sharks just decided to go off, you know. You had Philip Zadina with his 13th, with a nice steal, shoot, and score. Granlin gets things going just like about 4 minutes later for his 12th. And then Luke Cunningham, he steals it. And
Missouri boy.
Yeah.
I might have mentioned this before, but his grandma lives in the same senior retirement community as my grandma. And at one point, they were watching hockey together.
And I was
so. Congrats, Grandma Cunningham.
And what was it? I think they mentioned that tonight, that I guess mm-hmm. you had some family in there. And
yeah, yeah. He grew up in, or at least was like born, I don't know if they like moved around, but in Chesterfield, which is a suburb of St. Louis.
Okay. That's very cool. So that nice
tie-in. In the region.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I you know what? I think there were some people wearing Sharks Cunning jerseys that they showed on the broadcast.
Very
guessing cool. That was his family. I don't know a ton yeah. of people in St. Louis with Sharks Cunning jerseys.
Right. Exactly. Or let's shout out his wife, with PWHL Minnesota in purple. Those are, you know, I know they don't have team names yet, but it's nice.
Yeah, that
to
is
see.
So weird. Like, yeah. I really want to follow. I really want to like get into like following the New York team.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what? Gay New York.
It's like
New York hockey team.
New York hockey team. I think they'll be out next year, which I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, of course, Minnesota has also former Shark broadcaster Kendall Point Schofield on there as well. And yeah, but to get back to this, I mean, Dana, three goals in the second period where they absolutely dominated on the shot totals. I think it was like 14 or 12-3.
Yeah, the periods were just night and day. The Blues suddenly looked very low energy, like maybe, like I don't even know why, because again, they're like fighting for their playoff lives.
Right.
So you'd think those are the games where people give 110%, but some of those Sharks goals, I see the Blues just like, you know, when someone's just standing up skating and it's just kind of floating by. What are you doing? And I mean, maybe it's the instant replay and slow-mo not being generous to them, to the optics. But Hofer just kind of lost it a little bit. And that one period was enough to seal the deal.
Yeah, no, big time. I mean, there was 3-0 after that point. Granted, St. Louis would come back strong. They outshoot the Sharks 22-5 in the
and
third period.
Blackwood said, "No, ma'am."
Yeah, for us that's yes, but them
yes.
No.
I've been watching a lot of Drag Race and various spinoffs. So if I throw out some lingo, you
so
know,
so
he ate and left no crumbs.
So let me get this right. So that. The Blues sachet?
Yeah, the Blues sachet away. Okay. The Sharks chante.
Yes.
They stayed.
And they slayed.
I guess.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But overall, wow, that's probably the first time we've ever used Drag Race references on this show.
I will say Sarah Nurse was a guest judge in the Canada's Drag Race season finale. So there is a connection to hockey.
There is a connection to hockey. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I did see that online for sure. So that's just fun. Yeah, that's great. Felix correcting me. Colorado clinched tonight because they won in a comfort behind fashion 7-4 against Nashville.
I'm not. Nope.
Nope. So thank you, Felix, for the correction. So yeah, it's quite interesting on that front. But the Sharks win. They get to 17 wins, which matches the inaugural season, which is pictured here by number 17, Pat Falloon, behind me, to get the 17 wins. Thank goodness they are just a little bit better.
That's one thing we can hang our hat on.
Yes.
It's not the worst Shark season.
Yes. Yes. Get one more and then we'll be okay. Now, why are we able to celebrate this win and you are not saying, oh, no, we're ruining the tank, No, well, Chicago won 5-1 tonight against Philly. That should be a very quiet or an angry Torts post-game presser, for sure. So, Sharks.
Tortorella?
Yes.
Angry? Expressing strong emotion? No, he's always been such a subtle, soft-spoken guy.
What? No, it'd be like.
I'm kidding. Sorry, I have my toxic trait is that I'll just be sarcastic, but like say it in such a way where I sound so dead serious.
You're being serious? What? I'm
never.
Kidding.
That it's... I'm never being serious. Ever.
It's the weekend. We're enjoying it. I don't know if it's your spring break.
No.
No? Oh, sorry.
No, in fact, this is the first weekend we're not traveling in like 3 or 4 weeks. So we've just been cleaning, hanging out with the cats, watching some hockey.
Watching some hockey, having a good time. Yes. How are the cats, by the way? I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but yes.
Oh, they're good. They're good. We found some Gigabyte's toys in a corner, like under some furniture. We had been wondering where they were hiding, but knowing her, they're going to be right back under something like the fridge or
of course
drawer and disappear for the next year.
Yeah. So the Sharks sit at 42 points. They are hitting, so with 9 games left, they can get to still a max of 60. So that means 61 would be their elimination number.
Yeah. Well, what did Colorado in 2017? They had 48 points?
It was 48 or 49 points.
I want to say, okay. All right. Well, it worked out for them.
Yeah.
Like to say the least. Yeah. That was when they got Makar, and then the rest is history. Yes. So knock on wood. I mean, they had a little more, you know, going for them, but, you know, even as they lost, but who knows? Cause if I'm a Colorado fan now, I'm looking back at that season, laughing my ass off.
Yeah. Cause I think so, they got Makar out of that. So yeah, no,
maybe we'll get someone whose initials are MC.
Hey, that'd be nice. He had a pair of assists tonight in B's victory over Minnesota. So that'd be a good one to get. So, and I know Musty had, I think, at least one assist in Sudbury's overtime victory over Mississauga. And who else? Luca Cagnoni's playing right now, but I think he had a couple of goals in their first win against Victoria in the Western Hockey League. So the kids are showing up with some playoff poise. And
yeah, that's always good.
Yep.
Always a bummer when like a really good prospect, it just, you know, their team just doesn't make it far enough for us to be able to see them in the playoff action when the pressure is so much greater and you have the most like, it's the more exciting hockey. You get those really memorable moments. Like when Krona, he had some kind of amazing like Frozen Four performance like a few years ago. And
yes.
And that was when Sharks fans really first took notice of him. At least I did.
It's like, oh my.
So. Magnus. Magnus, as I called him last time.
Yeah. you are the win, and then hanging out with you has just been bringing the good times, so appreciate that. But you know what we have to do? We have to put those post-it notes to work, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
I don't have any from the third, I will confess, but as is tradition, I wrote down something unhinged that the broadcaster said that made no sense to me. So if someone could please explain this, it would be great. At one point in the first period, Remenda says about someone's slap shot, little too much pepperoni on that one. Any thoughts? Can anyone please translate this for me?
I think, let's be honest, I think Drew's hungry for some pizza, which seems out of course for him, but okay. Little too much zest in the shot to that'd be my guess, but you know, chat, help us out here.
Yeah, if anyone knows, let me know. Yeah, I was kind of writing down like the shot differences kind of as we went along. Yeah, great save by Blackwood Slade, we know that. Hope Ferrar is okay. That looked like that was a nasty situation. He's always like, dude, he puts his body on the line. Like, you know, it's obviously like there was a lot of talk of him potentially being traded like before the deadline. Mm-hmm. Seemed a lot likelier than Hurdle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about I don't want to talk about it. I'm still in mourning. Yeah. But hey, you know what? He stuck around. You know, he is now one of the leaders of the team. And he hasn't had the best season, but hey, I'm happy to still have him. Hope it's nothing serious.
Yeah. I mean, he took a Mackenzie Blackwood's stick right. No bueno. That is not fun. But he looked like he got something in his stomach too at first. But then when they showed the replay, that was tough to see.
Mm. Chris Martin says, first of all, Chris Martin, I'm a big fan of Coldplay, so thank you for. No, I don't. Pass was too hard.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay,
you could have just said that to Remenda, but whatever.
he was adding a little more pepperoni to his broadcast by saying pass was pepperoni. Yeah, I get that. I get that. All right. That's cool. Is that all of them? I want to make sure we don't miss any.
Yeah. And I also mentioned that I like the spin on Zadina's goal.
Yes. Yes. That was a nice.
Not quite a spinorama, because I consider a spinorama to be like a shot can't be part of this, or it can, but like you have to do a full 360, which he didn't, but. Still aesthetically nice.
Yes. It wasn't like a like right out of the spinorama. It was almost like he waited and then waited to shoot then.
Yeah, but hey, he outsmarted the Blues players who were right next to him.
So. Yeah. I mean, he stole the puck, which is nice. So you love to see that. For sure. So all right, I'm glad you are putting those to use. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and what I love about them especially is they have the lines, so it helps me kind of like, you know, versus like just the plain yellow post-its.
Right.
I write kind of big, so these are perfect. So thank you so much.
Of course. They're the only ones I could find in teal, so I'm glad they had extra lines.
Curious, that's a 270-orama, so like 3 points. There you go.
Nice, Jerry. Nice. Yeah, that's good. So, Sharks win. They are at 42 points. With the Hawks win, it does knock down the magic number, or tragic number, however you look at it, to 12, for the Sharks to clinch the worst points total in the league. They currently, like I said, sit at 17-48-8. They can still technically catch Columbus. So if the next point Columbus gets, or the next time the Sharks don't pick up a point, they will then clinch the third best odds and have the top five pick for sure. So we're getting closer and closer for all you team tankers out there. Let's see.
Oh yeah, I wanna if I can address a question in the chat about Gushin.
Yes.
And why, you know, we haven't seen him. I have two thoughts. So first of all, I think a lot about how, like, especially with prospects, you know, maybe there's some behind the scenes things, because obviously, like, we only see their on ice play. I have no inside knowledge. I don't know anything. So to be clear, I'm not insinuating anything. You know, obviously he's demonstrated that, at least I think he can definitely make some noise in the big show. But, you know, maybe it was just a matter of like, let's be real, like, they don't want to win games right now. Why would they bring up a player who can help them win games? Right. So I think there is a, like, 99% chance that we get to see a good amount of him next year. But again, if you're trying to lose games, don't, you know.
Yeah.
And especially if the vibe is just not, you know, the vibes are not there. You know, you just lost your two favorite locker room guys, in Hurdle and Duke. So I don't know, but I am very hopeful we'll see lots of him next year.
Yeah, and it could be also, you know, like you said.
Kudo's done for the done as in eliminated.
Yes, yes. They were eliminated yesterday when they lost to the Calgary Wranglers.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, hold up. AHL's not done.
But the thing is, though, it does bring up at this point, and thank you, Ricky, for the question. I wonder if they wait till they have clinched the worst record. Yeah. That's you know, if they like, okay, he was too good when we had called him up last year. We don't want to do that again. But also, I think there are certain rules now that we're after the trade deadline that you can only do so many call-ups. But granted, now that we are getting close to the end here, I mean, give the kid, you know, a bone.
With things like that, it's like, there are probably behind the scenes factors as well in all these decisions. So we just don't know.
Yeah.
But good, it's a good question. And certainly if you know, training camps happening and preseason games and the season starts and, you know, it doesn't seem that they're, you know, that he's heading in the direction of being an NHL regular, then I would definitely be concerned. But
yeah. And plus, he had that injury that kept him out of the All-Star game in the AHL. So that's the...
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Yeah, so that might have played a toll into it as well. So for that. John saying, is clinching the worst called the tragic number? Tragic or magic number, depending on
how you're looking. I like tragic number.
So you look at it, I don't mind if we call it tragic. You know, that's fine. You know, it is into that. And I will say, when that does happen, tankathon, baby. Woohoo! Yes, indeed. So, all right. Well, I think that puts a bow on everything for the evening. So, in case you missed anything, or you want to watch this again, check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, wherever you get your podcast. That'll come up in a little bit right after we sign off here. Of course, if you're watching us on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That'll notify you when we do go on the air. An instance last night on Friday, we had a teal tinted glasses with Ian, Jules, and Kevin, breaking down the CUDA and kind of putting a bow on the CUDA already for the season. But as they were eliminated, of course, Sunday, Pucknologist will be on to recap the week that was. I believe it's AJ running solo, so I'm going to say that good luck with that. But Sunday night, 7 p.m. for Pucknologist on there, so that'll be the recap for Sharks hockey. So stay tuned onto the YouTube channel for that. So, well, we got a couple more if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. I had a little thing I want to say kind of as a last thought. Felix did mention in the chat a little earlier that a Trans Day of Visibility. So just want to say, like, shout out to all any trans people watching or otherwise in the Teal Town community, Sharks community, whatever it may be. You know, the sports culture and environment has historically and to this day not always been the most welcoming place for LGBTQ people and especially trans people, especially in this day and age. So we just, I know I can speak for everyone when I say that, the Teal Town is, you know, we celebrate diversity. We, support our, you know, trans brothers, sisters, non-binary people, whatever. You know, keep being you, keep fighting the good fight. We see you. So Felix, thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
Definitely send some love to any trans people in your life and you know, follow trans people in the hockey community, like Harrison Brown, for example. I know he's like doing like some, you know, he's like going into acting right now, but he's done a lot of great stuff for trans people in the hockey community.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I'm sure lots of other people. That's the only name that came to my mind at this moment. But
no, no, totally. Yeah. Totally. Well said, Dana. Echo those thoughts. You know, the whole thing about doing Teal together is because no matter where you are, you're rooting for this team. We appreciate you. You're seen. You're welcomed. And that goes the same with the Sharks organization. So, yeah, we love it. We appreciate you. Everyone, thank you very much for being around. It makes it so much more fun and better in this Sharks hockey world. So well said with Dana. I am at PuckGuy14. We will, Jules, how far away are the Sharks from clinching PuckGuy? 12 points. So basically any points that the Sharks don't pick up.
Or I thought you meant clinching PuckGuy. For PuckGuy to come join the team.
You want me to put on an actual tankini for Celebrini if we do that? No, nobody needs to see that. Nobody's gonna see that. We're gonna probably have to, have the lady from the 40-year-old virgin go, "Oh, we're gonna need more wax." Yeah, that nobody needs to see that. Nobody needs to see that. Oh my gosh. Yes, and Drew saying catch Randy and Drew saying about Atlanta 3.0 and Salt Lake City being expansion teams or SLC can be relocation. Yeah, that's expansion's really picking up steam now. So we'll see.
Felix mentioning in the chat, I feel awful. I was just thinking about players, but another very active member of the hockey, media community, Robert Malloy is,
yes.
I'm blanking on his exact job title over at SDPN, but he on his social media, like Twitter, is always just talking about hockey in general. He has really funny tweets, so he's a good follow.
Yes.
Also bringing awareness to LGBTQ issues in hockey and in general.
Yes,
Robert, so definitely send him some love as well.
Yes, Robert is,
he's just so funny. Like,
yes. Yes, all I'm going to say is Steve, Adam, Jesse, you can put him on as a guest spot during the SDP. That'd be cool.
They've mentioned you on their podcast before.
Yes,
remember the jersey?
The jersey.
So they know.
They know. And Dangle, if you're watching, I'm just saying.
The button.
Smack the button. Well, you smacked it pretty well.
Why not?
Join us next year. That's all I'm going to say. Adam's been on before. It's been a bit, so we need to get these guys back on here. We appreciate it. So with that, for Dana, I am Puck Guy. Check out Teal Tinted Glasses from last night. Check out Pucknologist tomorrow at 7 p.m. And we will be back with you on April Fool's Day. That should be an interesting one as the Sharks take on the Seattle Kraken. Be there for that. So until then, for everyone here, thanks for watching. Keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real, teal. Teal together, everyone. Have a great night.